The Nashville Sounds inaugural season at First Tennessee Park comes to an end tonight. The team is not in playoff contention, but did see the biggest jump in attendance among AAA teams this year as the ballpark continues to draw new fans. First-timer Scott West of Nashville was at Monday's game.
Well, this is the last home games, so I was going to make it sometime this year.
He was standing on the concourse just a few minutes before first pitch, checking out the giant guitar-shaped scoreboard in right field and the sweeping view of downtown.
It's gorgeous. It is gorgeous.
What a soda, peanuts, ice cold beer.
A few sections over, sitting in the front row next to the Sounds dugout, is Eric Ludwig of Clarksville. He came to dozens of games and was glad to see the ballpark consistently full.
It's been enjoyable. It's been nice because you're seeing a lot more crowd, which has been a lot better than what we've had in the past. Hopefully it'll go ahead and stick around.
The team has increased attendance by 3,000 fans a game this year and has recorded nearly 20 sellouts. But the team will fall short of its franchise record for total attendance set back in 1990 when the Sounds won their division. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.